Hey, America.
Hello, world.
Welcome back to the Carolyn and Joe Show. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And again, we have a special guest, the world famous.
Who is it?
Mr. James. How you doing, James?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back.
And you're back on a very special episode, too, that we have a new laptop here. And finally, we can rummage through the internet from back end to the front end. And since we were talking about doing this last week, we might as well just man up to it. You know, like, we're tough about it. If we're going to do something, we're actually going to do it.
Yeah, I think the Carolyn and Joe Show should have a fan club.
Wait, I didn't know about that. Is that what we're making?
I don't know if you want it to be. It could be.
I don't know. I was mentioning sugar tits. I think we should make a fan page for sugar tits like we were talking about last week. Is that what we're going to do?
Is sugar tits going to be our fan club page, or is it just going to be a fans of sugar tits?
It should be fans of sugar tits.
What exactly is sugar tits for
Do we need? Do we? So basically, and this will be on Facebook, correct?
For now.
So basically, all we need is what? To make an email account, and then Facebook will make an email account?
No. What I do for the Curls Studio, I guess, fan club that's already on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's already in my account name.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's under my personal name.
Yeah.
And then, like, I chose, like, make a fan club, like, under my name. I don't think you can make a new email unless you make yourself as a different person or something.
Are we allowed to do that, or is that against the rules? Because I was excited about this sugar tits.
I will
fans
just,
of sugar tits
but I
will, on Facebook.
I think it's just easier for me to like already have it under my name, because then that way I can like manage it all.
Are we gonna make the fan club, the sugar tits fan club, or what is it called? Let's do that. Let's see how many people love sugar tits.
Some people might want to know what sugar tits are so they can join.
Well, do we need an image then, right?
Yeah.
Well, tell them to listen to last week's show.
But like, how would you describe, like, if somebody missed the
how
show?
How do you describe sugar
and,
tits,
like,
James?
How would you describe? James. Like, what would be your definition of sugar tits, James?
James, put it underneath your account.
It just doesn't make anything, huh? All right, you want me to put it on mine?
You don't have to.
Whoever does it has to manage it. That's the thing. Well, that's the deal,
all right,
though.
You want to do it? Let's switch seats.
Are you going to do it, or who's going to man up to making Sugar Tits website?
I will man up to making the Sugar Tits.
Are you really?
Yeah.
All right.
Ready?
If okay. You want to.
Let's switch. Okay. Be right back.
BRB.
All right, now that we have repositioned at the control center here, Carolyn is about to take the internet in her hands and create sugar tits. What is it again? What do we do on? It's like a fan club for
sugar
tits.
Sugar tits is all about.
Well, as far back as I can remember, sugar tits was a word that I thought was made famous by the one great Mel Gibson when he was arrested for DUI? Is that what happened? Like, was it DUI? He was arrested for DUI and he started blaming the Jews for everything, and then he called the cop. Yeah, blah blah blah, sugar tits, blah blah blah. The do everything sugar tits. Is that what happens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like some female cop arrested him.
I know it might to some of you might be old news, but who gives a fuck? News is news. And so I think what we're gonna do right now is that we're gonna see how many fans of sugar tits there are out there. So we're gonna go on Facebook and we're gonna create, what is it, like a fan club, or is it like fans of, or is it like be fans of?
You can create,
there's so many things on Facebook I don't know what the hell is going on.
You can create a fan page or a group page.
Wait, so if you make a group page of sugar tits, does that mean everyone there has sugar tits?
That means that they're in a group.
But are they like...
like an organization.
But is it like, we have sugar tits type deal?
Well, it can be, I guess, however they choose to interpret it.
Maybe they just think it's a funny word, or...
like, I'm assuming that people... like, how do you... when you decide who you want to be fans of, or what group you want to join in on Facebook, how do you decide?
Like, I don't do any of that.
Yeah, you do, but like...
I don't join clubs, and...
but do stand
I?
Alone.
I stand alone. I am the lone
wolf. Well,
which
do you think we should make, a group page or a fan page?
I think we should do a fan page, because then people can leave notes saying like, oh my god, I love sugar tits too.
Wait, what's the difference between a group and a fan page?
What is the
like
difference between a group?
A group is like an organization. And then, I think different people can add to it. And then a fan page is like a way to keep in touch with your fans.
One great ominous sugar tits.
Like, I think personally it should be a fan page.
Yeah, make it a fan page.
Okay.
So here we go. We have decided it's going
to
be.
It's hard to talk on the mic when I have to lean in.
You can move it. You can move the mic so it's.
The thing people need to understand, though, is sugar tits is not just. It's not.
It's
just
a way of life.
Yeah, exactly. It's a frame of mind. Wait, it's not just a tangible item.
It's not just a noun.
It's a state of mind.
Yeah.
So describe this song.
I agree with James.
So like a religion, like basically a following, like a, you know, describe what is the state of mind of being sugar tits. Is that what it is now? It's like, yeah, I'm totally, you know, just like CM Punk straight edge society state of mind. What is the sugar tits state of mind? What is the manifesto of sugar tits?
Well, have you ever heard somebody say, oh man, that thing is tits, yo.
No.
You ever heard that?
No, I really haven't.
People say that now. People say that nowadays.
How do you use it?
At least they did back in like 07, 08 time frame. I remember hearing
that
a lot.
Because the internet goes so fast.
Yeah, well, all this pop culture stuff just blows by.
Any updates, Carolyn, while you're happening, we'll listen.
Well, Bovi says TGIF bowling.
Just comment bat sugar tits.
And in the immortal words of Al Bundy, let's rock.
So,
and I will write sugar tits.
That is an. that's right.
Wait, sugar tits, one or two words?
I don't know. Google it.
Okay.
It's probably one word, right? Otherwise, it's just sugar and tits. It's two words. I mean, that's two separate things.
I think.
Yeah, that's right. If it's a noun, it has to be one word.
I think it could be two words.
Is it capital?
No, a noun can be two words.
Yeah, capital.
What? A noun can't be two words?
Yeah, it is, like New Orleans.
Oh, that's true.
That's a place.
Is a person, place, or thing.
Yeah.
Look, the first thing that comes up, Urban Dictionary definition of sugar tits.
Yeah, don't go to any websites to mess the computer up.
Urban Dictionary won't.
Look at that. We're going on dangerous territory here.
Look at the definition.
Even when I type in sugar tits as one word,
hold on one second.
It comes up as two words.
All right.
It comes up as. So apparently, in the Mel Gibson DUI incident, he says, "What are you looking at, sugar tits?" In June 28, 2006 story, TMZ reported that Gibson asked an unidentified female sergeant at the station, "What are you looking at, sugar tits?" And somebody made a sugar tits cereal.
Nice. Oh, so let's see. It's been done.
Sugar tits. Here, Joe, look at
these. You say your sugar tits cereal?
Look at them. They look like little areolas.
I don't think those are real. And they're tit-tastic.
I don't think they're real. So
tit-tastic.
All right, so
it's a two word. I'm gonna vote for two word.
So this manifesto
sugar one,
tits.
I like one word.
Joe, one or two words.
Yeah. I think it should be one word.
Oh, come on! But look, it looks like sugaritis or something. Look at it spelled.
Sugaritis.
Like, yeah, it looks like a disease.
All right. I see it now.
Yeah,
let's make it two words.
Two words is fine.
I have to see it visually. Sometimes I got to see the sugar tits, but with my own bare eyes.
Even if you look, type in sugar tits as one word, it comes up as two.
Ooh, click on that picture with Mel Gibson in it. Image Where? Results.
This is always what happens, man.
Oh, that's his new girlfriend. Oh,
shit.
All right, we're going off subject.
I just want to see the picture real quick. Full size. There we go.
Hey, sugar tits. He's saying sugar tits.
Tits are made of sugar. Oh, man, look how old he is now.
He's still awesome.
That sucks. Yeah.
Are people going to think that this is like any way associated with Mel Gibson, or should we distance ourselves from Mel Gibson? Or should we praise him like he's a god that invented sugar tits?
Should we praise him?
No, we shouldn't praise him. We should be our own. I think we should be for this Facebook fan page.
He invented sugar tits. So should we give him any credit for inventing it?
But see, I'm not sure, because remember Michael Scott even used the word sugar tits when he was memorizing.
But that was after. I'm writing back to Bobby sugar tits.
Nice.
That is true. We are now, in fact, in contact with Bovi. Hopefully, we'll have him in the show in the future, so you guys can.
I want to see a picture of him, man. I haven't seen
a picture of Bovi.
He hasn't put up any pictures on his profile.
He just has cartoon pictures and stuff, man. I want to see actual.
Dude, that's
photo.
How he looks like now.
Speaking of cartoon pictures, I should totally scan in that Mr. Balls or whatever. What was his character?
Mr. Ehrenberger.
Mr. D's.
No, Mr. D's. Remember, did you ever
Oh, these men.
Yeah, these men. That's what it was.
I still have that somewhere.
I still have it somewhere, too, and they're, like, numbered. Like, mine's, like, number 69
James,
out of 100 or something.
Someone needs to describe what these men is.
Oh,
for the parents at home.
It was a picture that...
So, wait, break this story down. We have time. It was high school, right?
I don't remember how it came along.
But it took place in high school, right? And, I forget what the story is now.
Well, first of all, you know how it came along. All right. It was during the time we were voting for a school president for the next year. And everybody was making those posters.
Yeah.
And Bovey and I remember being there when it was being done, but Bovey was the mastermind, but like a couple other guys were helping out drawing it.
Yeah.
And he drew a big ass, like a giant nutsack, but it looked like a Mr. Peanut, and he had legs and arms, yeah, and he had little like monocle.
A monocle and a top hat and with a cane.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was pointing. And he said, I want you to suck me. It was a big poster board, and he put it up in the stairwell, like the main stairwell right by the office there. So it was a highly traveled area.
So, okay, continue.
Yeah, and so after that, somehow he ended up just making little ones. And he made a small one day, and he ended up getting them Xeroxed and making 69 copies of them, and they were all marked with the...
And they're all numbered, too, yeah, right?
Limited edition. But I still have my copy somewhere.
I still
somewhere.
Have mine somewhere, too. I don't know exactly where, but I would have to look.
Everyone has their own numbers. That's awesome.
The best one was when you guys made the Bovies D's for president. Remember that? It looked like a Tide symbol or something.
Yeah. Vote Bovies D.
He should have that as his Facebook picture.
But see, I don't know what's up with... I don't really know what his life... What Bovey's life is right now, though.
Well,
man.
He's bowling. He's probably at the Bowl America
He was one of the first... He did... Like, you didn't bring these back. He deezed on your Facebook page first.
What? Did he?
Yeah, he said it, like, in a message.
He deezed
like,
on your page?
Yeah, he said that.
Like, what did he say?
He said something about, like, but it wasn't as big as these or something like that. Or, you know...
When, recently?
I don't know if it's recently.
I didn't check my thing today, so...
I don't know, but I remember seeing these on your Facebook page.
Wait a minute. I need to go back and check.
All right. Now, when we're creating the new Facebook page, we have a category for local. Now, there's a whole pull-down menu. What should we decide on? Are we another business, an automotive, car, bank?
Education.
No, right. We want to educate people about
health,
sugar
health and beauty. Health and beauty.
Yes!
You mean we should be that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, professional service?
What about
health and
should
beauty.
We be other?
Your voice sounds stronger than that.
What about religious center?
Really? Very well.
Religious center?
Yeah.
Club?
I don't know. Club? Is it a club?
It could be a club. Any input?
There aren't that
many
what?
Things. Club?
You want to see?
I thought we were going to do beauty and fitness. Or whatever it is.
Health and beauty?
Health and beauty, yes. Yeah. Health and beauty. Let's be as literal as we possibly can.
What about... Or we could be a brand, product, or association. Or are we an artist, band, or public figure?
Oh. Well, click the click down menu on that one.
For the brand, product, and association.
Yeah. Oh. Shizzle. Film. Home living.
Rental cars.
All right, we got choose one. All right. We're gonna look at every one of these choices.
Are we gonna be an artist, band, or we should just be a public figure?
All right, yeah, public figure. Works. We are a public. Tits. Sugar Tits is a public figure.
Oh, government official. There you go.
Or should we be a model?
No.
Should we just be other public figures?
Public figure. Just make it a public figure.
I want to be a public figure.
There you go.
And the
Sugar
name,
Tits is now a public figure on Facebook.
And the name of the page is Sugar Tits.
That's stupid.
Did you capitalize?
Yeah.
Check it.
It's capitalized.
Like it like
I can't. You got to tell me.
Full
I can't.
Caps?
Full
caps?
You got to tell me because I can't see it.
But do you want it in full caps or do you want it in...
No, just the standard caps.
Okay. Okay, let's make it public. Create
page. Make that thing public.
What?
What happened?
Oh, man. It says our automated system cannot approve the name Sugar Tits.
Just make it one word. Just make it one word.
It contains a word or phrase blocked.
Just make it one word, then.
Shoot.
Yeah, just make it one word. You gotta make it one word.
It sees tits in there. If Sugar Tits, it might not recognize it.
So, maybe we should do it all caps, Sugar Tits.
All right, try it.
All Sugar
then that
Tits.
Way, that way it doesn't look like sugaritis.
Bird flying over lady, big breast cyst.
Create page.
Did it work?
Yes.
Yes!
We are all caps, one word.
Nice.
All caps, one word, Sugar Tits.
Victory!
Oh, now we get a virus.
Do we? No, man! Eric, can you close that, though?
Okay. So, now, let's see.
Don't scare me like that, man.
Our page has been created.
No!
Now we need to find an image.
All right. Let's have a huddle at the mound and see what type of image we should have. Sugar Tits. We can always go for what? Just Sugar Tits.
Put a picture of Mel Gibson on there. From the Patriot. Like wearing the top hat and everything. Or the trifold
hat
or whatever.
What about Braveheart where his face is blue?
Oh, yes. Braveheart, Mel Gibson.
Oh, maybe find a picture of Mel Gibson with boobs.
Is it supposed to be Mel? Why? How, where did Mel Gibson come from?
He made it up.
No, I know, but like...
Well, he's the one that made it famous.
But I thought we're distancing ourselves from Mel Gibson. Putting an image of him is sort of the opposite.
First, let's go to the number one search when I search sugar tits.
Just be careful what webpage you go to.
I'm going to Urban Dictionary, which I know is safe. So yes.
But it's urban. Urban's not safe.
Describing a female delightfully sweet bosom. A delicious pair of breasts. What are you looking at, sugar tits?
That's the quote they use.
That's what Mel Gibson said.
Said the inebriated Mel Gibson to the arresting deputy.
Sugar tits. Any significantly attractive female law officer dispatched to
oppress good Christian men by her masters?
What?
Okay.
Within the
an LA County police sergeant if you're drunk enough and Australian enough.
Super Jews, it said.
Tits that are not big but not too small, they fit perfectly one in each hand. A term Mel Gibson uses towards female police officers after being cited with a DUI.
So he cites all of them like that?
Originally attributed to Mel Gibson during his drunken driving arrest towards a female officer. In reality, it was one of the arresting officers who said Gibson said it. Female police officer.
Wait, what?
All right, what are we doing? Finding an image, right? Finding an image?
A girl who has sweet breasts. What are we doing? Are we finding a bag of sugar.
Are we finding it? Just find it. You need to find an image. You're getting caught up reading nonsense.
We need to get online. Let's get this process going.
What images come up when we type in sugar tits?
There you go. Oh, get that one right there.
This shirt?
Yeah.
See, I want to actually make a real shirt that has sugar tits on it.
On Zazzle?
On Zazzle. But I don't want to put up that one.
Well, what about that thing in the bottom right?
This?
Describe. Okay. What is it?
I don't want to get thrown off Facebook.
Well,
was that just boobs?
It's just like straight up boobs.
Describe this. I can't see it.
Sugary looking boobs.
Someone's got to describe these boobs.
Well, you might want to look at it, Joe. Look.
Come on. Help me out here.
Well, it's boobs.
Boobs.
Boobs. I'm actually going to, like, not do that one because I don't want to get thrown off Facebook.
Well, what was it?
Have you ever been thrown off anything before?
Was it just normal boobs? Someone describe.
It's a boobs. A girl, full body, with a pink background that she had, like, really big boobs.
Okay. I'm just helping the audience because I can't see what's on the screen.
Joe, have you ever been thrown off anything before on the internet?
I don't know.
I never have. Here's a picture of Mel Gibson with a beard, and he looks like a badger.
Badgers? No mistaken badgers.
There's a Kellogg's Sugar Tits cereal. Somebody made like a fake cereal.
All right, so what type of image do you guys think? I mean, what we need to have a goal.
I want to have like maybe just like a white background, but just with a pink circle. Or two pink circles.
Then you can make it then, right?
Yeah.
There's Photoshop. There's Photoshop on there. You just process make it on
and
Photoshop.
And one boob says sugar and one boob says tits.
All right, go make it. Then James and I will philosophize about sugar tits once more.
Okay, keep talking about sugar tits.
You
want
to try
work.
To psychologize me?
So
what's your marketing plan with sugar tits?
So basically, James, we're on the subject of sugar tits here. What exactly, when you first heard the word sugar tits, what comes to your mind? I mean, not what comes to your mind. Image-wise, was the Urban Dictionary correct, or do you think that sugar tits are more than just a handful?
Sugar tits, it's kind of like I don't really think of breasts when I think of the word sugar tits. I mean, obviously it has tits in the name.
Wait,
I think
of
sugar tits,
are you serious?
I mean, when I hear somebody, like, if I hear somebody calling a female sugar tits, I think of kind of like somebody calling her, like, you know, like another... term of endearment.
Like nigs or something like that?
No, like hey, sweetie or something like that. That's the kind of
hey,
thing.
Hey, sugar tits.
Yeah, it's got sugar in the name. Sugar is
hey,
sweet, right?
Sugar tits.
See?
Have you ever heard someone in person actually say the word sugar tits?
No.
Oh, man. Maybe we should bring it back. And I don't
That's
know.
The whole
we,
point
we
of
are,
this.
Isn't it?
No, I mean, like, verbally.
I don't know.
Well, we're trying right now. We're going to bring that word justice.
What are you doing right now?
She's all focused.
She's all on, like...
She's all focused.
Photoshop.
She's on Photoshop making the sugar
She's
tits.
She's got a big circle. Nice.
It's not as perfect circle because I forgot how to hold down the shift here.
I don't know how to use this crap.
Well, I'm doing it on a laptop, which is normally harder, so I usually use a mouse, but that's okay. Yeah.
It's all right.
I'll do my
best. We'll do the best we can. We can switch the images later, just like on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with myself, man. I got a new TV.
You got a new car, too, man.
Oh, I told you about the TV.
You did tell me about it. No, wait. You did not tell me about the TV.
Yeah, I did.
Did you tell me about the TV?
Wait, what new TV?
She hasn't heard about the TV.
I got a TV from Best Buy.
I like the story.
It was a flat. It's a flat TV, 37-incher. You know, not too big, not too small. Nothing flashy.
But was this the moment you said you had buyer's remorse, though? You're like, I don't know, man.
Not about the TV. About my truck.
Oh, that cost like $300,000 more.
My truck was, you know, I spent a good amount of money on it, but it, you know, I had a little bit of buyer's remorse for the next couple of days. But once that snowstorm hit, I was just plowing through the snow like it was nothing.
Yeah,
that's what I like. I didn't.
That's what I like about that. So tell me about this TV. We'll just kill some time here. So this TV you bought from Best Buy. Did you talk to someone at Best Buy, or did you just walk in and just like?
No,
oh,
I just walked in and said, "Oh, it's pretty sweet." I just picked it up. That's the way I roll, man. I don't mess around.
When you go to Best Buy, like I know for me for a fact, you know, nothing against people who work at Best Buy who listen to the show. Awesome, whatever. But I go to Best Buy and I go to any store actually, and I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't really want to talk to anyone. You know what I mean? Like I don't. They're always like, "Hey, so can I help you out today? Oh, what are you looking for today?
How do you think that you're gonna help me?"
Exactly.
What are you going to do to help me?
Yeah, and like most likely you're not going to help me. I'm going to ask you a question. You're not going to do it.
They're just going to try to convince me to buy something more expensive.
Exactly.
Buy crap that I don't need.
It may be protocol, but you know what? It still makes me feel like, listen, I'm not in the mood right now. I don't want to talk to anyone at the store. But did someone talk to you? That's the question of the day.
Yeah, somebody did come up to me and ask if
they're like, what are you in the mood today?
You know what? This guy comes up to me and he says, sir, can I help you? Or something like that. And I said, you know what? I think I'm good. I think I decided what I want. I just don't know if I want the 37-incher or the 32.
Yeah. Is this like LCD or a plasma? What's going on?
It's like, no, not plasma. Yeah, whatever. LCD, whatever,
yeah.
The flat.
1080, 1080, 720?
I'm not hip on all the technology. I just know, you know, it was just a decent TV and it was on sale whenever. So I felt like upgrading my entertainment system.
Yeah.
And so I said, you know, I don't know if I want the 37 and a 32. You know, I'm still deciding. He said, well, you know, what I'd say go for the
Vince McMahon boy.
No, he says, that was,
well, here we
that's
go.
What he sounded like. No, he said, well, I would go for the 37-inch. I said, oh, you know what? Thanks a lot.
good call.
I was like, you know, that's a really good TV too, man. A lot of people. Yeah, like that's got like a 95% customer satisfaction rating. I said, well, compared to what? He's like, well, then he started getting all flustered and I was like, you know what? Yeah, all right, thanks. I think I'm going to go with this. Then he tried to grab it for me. I was like, dude, I don't need help. You know, they tried to, I'm like, well, all right, I'll wheel it over there for you.
We can install this into your house, you know, for another 100 bucks.
Yeah, no, they didn't offer me anything like that, but they, you know, they tried to like, put it on a wheel cart for you and then they want to like bring it outside for you.
Yeah.
And bring it up front or whatever.
Yeah.
I say, dude, I could probably pick this over my head and do like 100 reps with it. Like military press, you know?
But then I guess they're doing that so you don't have to do 100 reps with that.
No, I'm saying I would much rather carry it up to the register up front. Instead, he like wheeled it all the way into the back into that dark room where they have all the big ass TVs.
Oh, yeah. And you don't know what can happen after that though, man.
Oh, man.
But then, you have that TV installed into your place now?
Yeah, it took like 2 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I don't get, man. There used to be a time when people didn't know how to install TVs. And
what? What does it take?
It doesn't take anything at all, man.
You just connect the wires, and they're all labeled.
The colors don't mean anything. Labeled? Yeah, they're all still the red, green, yellow.
Wait, colors don't mean anything?
The colors don't mean anything at all.
So the red, the yellow, and the white. All you just interchange them?
All you got to do is make sure... the colors are wherever the connections are matching.
Huh?
Like, you don't actually have to stick the red in the red or the white in the white, is what I'm saying.
They're just making it dummy proof to make sure that you get it in the right, like, line of.
Yeah, you just gotta line them up.
Right section?
Yeah. I mean, it's easy. I mean, look, that's what I do here.
See, sometimes it'll have.
Look, I can switch it over and it'll be whatever.
Answer me this.
Riddle me this, James.
All right. Sometimes I'll have, like, a piece of.
Look, I can make a move.
Oh, nice. I'll have a piece of technology that has a cord with like a red, a yellow, and a white.
Here, James, you'll be on the...
Then I'll connect it to a TV or something.
Here, James, you'll be on the right side, I'll be on the left.
It'll only have...
Oh, yeah?
It'll only have a red and a white. Or the opposite.
A red and a white?
It'll only have a red and white thing on the court.
Yeah.
But then it'll... Like, the TV will have a red, white, and yellow right next to each other.
Wait, it comes with a cord that's only a red and a white?
Yeah.
Wait, what's the question? Sorry.
Does that make a difference?
It doesn't make a difference at all. You can stick your red into the yellow. Because usually that yellow means video. So if you stick that video into the outlet of the video, it's fine. It doesn't matter if the cord is colored. You know, it's still the same copper wire inside of that cord.
Okay.
As long as it's matched up. So you can mix and match whatever you want as long as they connect. You're connecting to the, you know, as long as you're matching to the sources, and that's the crucial thing. Like a lot of times when I go into like the stores, specifically like Guitar Center, like I get really annoyed at Guitar Center because they really, for me at least, they really try to be like
your
on
best friend.
Yeah, they want to be your best friend and like, hey dude, what's going on? Oh yeah. Oh, that's a really good one. I got one of those, man. Yeah, it treats me like really well. I remember when I was in high school.
Really?
And I'm like, I don't want to freaking talk to you, buddy.
Dude, those pieces of crap. They never talked to me. I had the hardest time trying to buy that piano that day. I couldn't get somebody to help me.
What do you mean? Like they're just like walking by you? It's because you're white.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's probably it. That's probably it, man.
No, it's not.
It's racist shit, man.
Reverse racism.
No, that's racism, damn it.
It's just straight up racism. I like that. Sugar Tits Unite.
This white guy, he doesn't need anything.
You like this?
I'm going to start painting my skin.
You can be like that guy in that movie that used to be on Comedy Central all the time about he was like trying to get a scholarship to college.
Yeah.
He painted his skin black.
Did he get the scholarship?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What movie was that?
And then he like fell in love with a like real black girl. And then she got all like pissed off because like she found out that he was like faking it.
Was this a TV show or was this a movie?
It was a movie.
Was that Road Trip?
No. It's called like... I don't remember, but... Man, it was called like...
Sugar Tits! That's awesome.
Does it look too girly?
That's awesome.
Make it happen. Make it a reality.
How'd you do that?
We're moments away from making Sugar Tits fan page a reality here.
Come on, keep it going.
Okay. Is it done? Do you approve?
Finish it.
Whatever. Yeah. I mean, you're the final word on that.
Okay.
It's perfect.
It's perfect. Touch them.
It says it all.
Touch them.
It's to the point. It's colorful. It's got the circles. it's symbolism. It symbolizes the. We're talking about.
Symbolizes the boobs.
You didn't see Step Brothers though. We were talking about that last week, right?
I did not see the Step Brothers.
Seth Rogen.
Was there sugar tits in there?
Seth Rogen's in Step Brothers. He has like a really small part.
Oh yeah.
Because. The two of them are going around, they got all these job interviews that the dad sets up for them.
Yeah.
And they're going around, and Seth Rogen's like one of the guys that they interview with for a job. And it was actually kind of funny. I actually kind of enjoyed the scene because he was like,
wait.
Oh, so now you like
this,
it.
No, I don't like him. Uh-huh.
Does this mean that James is turning a new coat and being like, maybe I should check out some more Seth Rogen?
I'm just telling you that I'm open-minded. Well, I'm not.
You're an open-minded individual.
I'm willing to consider... You know, him in different, you know, but whatever. Anyway.
What was the scene? I'm not going to see the movie, so just tell me the scene. Yeah, why is it so cool? How did this basically win over Seth Green for you?
No, Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen, my fault. Yeah. Not Seth Green. You don't like Seth Green either, right? Or do you like
family,
Seth Green?
Family Guy? Okay. Wait, Seth Green. Who's
Seth
that?
Green?
It's that red-haired kid.
That was that Seth MacFarlane. Right?
Yeah, Seth MacFarlane.
He's a faggot. All right, sorry. I can't use that in the air, can I?
Anyway. Right, let me bleep it up.
No.
No, I won't bleep it up.
Screw it, I don't care. Anyway.
So now you totally like Seth Rogen now, huh?
No, I hate him. No, I don't like him. As a man, I think he's a loser.
As a man? What about as a boy?
It was a funny scene because like, they went in there and they're both sitting there interviewing with the guy. And he's like, you know what? He's like, you guys seem like cool guys, man. You know, I'm just looking for some cool guys to hang out with, you know, for 12 hours a day, whatever. He's sitting there, he's like, you know, you guys are wearing tuxedos. They're wearing tuxedos in the job interview. He's like, you know, you got the job, man. Unless you guys are the two weirdest guys on earth or something. He's like, you got it. And then John C. Reilly lets like a fart. It was like 15 seconds long. He's like, you know what?
I can taste. He's like, 15-second fart. That
smells. I can taste that on my tongue. He's sitting there going. It's like, you know what? The tuxedos are starting to seem kind of fucked up now. It was kind of funny.
James, you know, that's what he does in every one of his performances, dude.
God damn it.
You should definitely check out a little bit more of the Seth Rogen.
Just Knocked Up ruined him for me.
Did you watch all of Knocked Up?
Yes.
Did you watch Pineapple Express?
No.
Maybe you should watch Pineapple.
I'm not going to watch that crap.
I'll let you borrow it.
Sorry. No, I can watch it on Netflix. Because I got Netflix, I can watch it on the internet.
Is it free?
No, it's $8.99 or it's $7.99 a month.
Is that going to be your promotion for this?
I can watch any movie I want.
We're sponsored by Netflix today.
No.
Yes.
We're sponsored by Sugar Tits.
Oh, yeah, we're sponsored by Sugar Tits. That can be on Netflix.
On Facebook.
Oh, well.
Sugar Tits, one word.
Sugar Flip.
All in caps. Facebook.
It's kind of like Halloween Havoc, presented by Snickers. Or more like Snickers, presented by Halloween. Netflix. Sugar Tits.
But you're not going to watch it, though, man. That's why I got to put it in your hand. Do you spend hours on watching on Netflix?
No, what I'll usually do is I've had it for about a week.
Yeah.
Maybe a week and a half.
Yeah.
And what I'll do now is I'll go to bed and I'll lay in bed and just like, watch
porn?
Some. What, no. Well, I used to do that. I just kind of do that whenever I feel like it. But no, that's kind of like my nightly routine, man. I'll lay down in bed, and I'll get my laptop, and I'll watch a movie on Netflix until I fall asleep. Come on, you're ruined. Damn it.
But the fact that you lay in bed with your laptop in there.
You never do that?
That's what America does anyway.
Don't you do that?
No.
You don't?
I don't like putting my laptop on me, dude.
What? It's a laptop. That's what it's for.
I uploaded the profile picture.
Otherwise, they would.
Oh, that's awesome.
Otherwise, they would just call it a fold-up computer.
It looks like I literally spent like 5 minutes on this logo. It looks official.
Oh God, it's amazing.
The first thing that came to my head. All
right, so now the image has been loaded up onto the Facebook Sugar Tits. Sugar
Tits.
One word.
So now we have
to
edit the page.
Edit the page. What can you do on this Facebook page?
We have to put in our info. Like, so people know what Sugar Tits is all about.
Should we just go back to that Urban Dictionary thing and just put the whole thing?
First, I'm not putting in my address and all that jank.
Hell no. Actually, your address, it should be just say, like above the stomach or rib cage or something like that. The breast muscle or whatever.
Just say breasts.
Just say breasts.
Pectoral region.
Pectoral region.
No. It's going to be called, what is a good size boob?
D.
What number? What number?
What number?
Yeah.
There's numbers?
I don't know. You would know better.
There's numbers?
Yeah.
What numbers are these?
So I think we should put it, the address should be like 36D or something.
Yes.
36D Street Avenue.
Good 36D word. Street.
36D Street. Okay?
Is it like a single D or just a one?
Like the letter D.
D-E-E.
No, D. Like the letter D.
Oh, okay.
Like breasts. So measured. What should be the city or town? Is there like a Breastville or something? Like
is there a type of bra? What type of bra is there? That could be a...
Warner's, Bally's. Victoria's Secret. Victoria's Secret.
Victoria's Secret place.
No, but what's the city or town? Is there like a town out there called like Boobs?
Boobville?
Boobville.
Just make a town.
Breastville. Just leave it blank. Who cares?
Tits County.
What is the zip? What is the phone number?
22069.
Whatever the number is, has to. Yeah, whatever the number has to have that 2 zeros in between.
Oh yeah.
00.
Right in the center, like the 2 zeros have to be in the center of that.
Nice.
Wait. 20069.
1-800 Sugar Tits.
I'm just going to leave it out. Oh,
on Sugar Lane?
Okay.
Just leave it blank. We're spending too much time on this. What's next?
Save changes.
What's Monday? That was a schedule?
Yeah.
24 hours, 7 days a week.
Detailed info. Website. See, this is weird. It says, like, if there's, like, street parking and stuff.
So there's no street parking here.
Wait, did I put... I put this as a public figure. Is that correct?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's weird.
Become a fan.
See, this is a business. This isn't a business. It's a public figure. See, so that makes me wonder, like...
Can you just change it? Edit. Edit it.
Edit
Click
page.
Edit page, yeah.
See, because when I was first doing the...
Facebook made everything all difficult.
No, because, like, maybe I accidentally, like, put something else.
Dude, did you ever have a college Facebook? I think that was the original one.
I'm still on my college Facebook, actually.
That was pretty cool because you could
I'm still using the same exact name and everything.
Oh really?
I didn't switch it over to anything.
Do you still look at it?
I remember when someone told me to join Facebook, I was in the computer lab and they're like, "Are you on Facebook?" I was like, "What the hell's Facebook? You're not on Facebook? God!"
See, now I'm starting to wonder if this is Anyway, I guess it doesn't matter if I'm a public figure or what, but now I don't know what it's really under. It says something about business, but this isn't a business.
But we don't have to answer all the questions though, right?
I know, but the curls didn't have stuff like that. Like what your hours were and stuff.
60 straight.
That's pretty cool. What about where it says write something about sugar tits?
Well,
what should we write there?
Right. Sugar tits is more than
I want a really good sentence of what is sugar tits?
Sugar tits loves you.
What is sugar tits to you? Did you go?
Sugar tits loves you.
Sugar tits. Loves.
Remember the Eddie Murphy laugh?
Did he die?
No!
He got married and then divorced in a day.
Did he married Scary Spice or something, right? Or
he had her baby.
Oh,
he married that girl that you worked with in Richmond for a day or two.
The one that was married to Babyface.
What
was that? Her
Babyface.
No, not Babyface's wife.
What?
She produced College Hill.
He married her too.
I thought, isn't that what you said?
Yeah, didn't he get married to her for a split second, and then at the same time had baby with Scary Spice?
One hot second, I guess so. I've never, I didn't pay attention to Eddie Murphy's.
Yeah, I didn't either, but a hot second. Yeah.
A hot second. I love a hot second.
Okay, so I'm going to become a fan of Sugar Tits.
Yes. Are you going to become a fan too, James?
Yeah.
You guys, can we invite people to be fans?
Yeah.
Can you put me on the board of directors or something?
See, how do you do that, though?
Who knows?
I'll put you on the board of directors.
See, I think that was if you created a group page.
Well, I don't know. Cancel it and then go back and then
you can. Well, I just became a fan, so now. God dang it.
It's going to show up in your page.
I know. That's what I'm talking about.
What do you mean?
Because it's going to say Carolyn became a fan of Sugar Tits.
Isn't that what you wanted? To be a fan of Sugar Tits?
Yeah, but now if we're going to change it,
No, but can we invite... No, what?
Yes.
What are you guys talking about? Changing it?
What's wrong? Because it's James wanted to know if he could be an administrator.
Whoa.
No, James.
You're friends with Carla?
James, come on. That's too far.
I just saw it on the margin. Carlo.
I don't know if that's the same Carlo, though, that from high school.
Is it?
I don't
Carlo
know.
Go?
It doesn't look like him. I don't know.
Really? He's a baby.
Well, he's a little young.
What?
He says he's in the Philippines.
Is he? Why is he in the Philippines?
Because he moved there. He moved there, right even before we graduated.
I remember that, but why did he do that? Dude,
because
Joe, you've been to the Philippines. Carolyn, have you been to the Philippines?
Nope.
Joe?
Yeah, what's up? What's up? I'm still here.
Tell me, why would one move to the Philippines and stay there from America?
Because you're Filipino?
It's not the answer I'm looking for. What's better about...
Wait. If you're looking for an answer, I'm never going to give you the right answer, dude.
Well, what?
I'm changing...
What's so good about the Philippines?
I'm changing the street address.
We got to go and find out.
Do they have a sandals?
Sandals Jamaica?
Yeah, do they have sandals Philippines?
They actually do. They have a lot more islands over there. They have a lot of islands.
Don't they, kidnap Americans?
Clear water. They have clear water, islands.
I want to go.
Well, see, there's certain islands there that's dangerous that you don't want to go.
Oh, so it's just New Orleans?
What?
certain streets you don't want to go on?
Yeah, except this one's islands. There's a lot of islands in the Philippines. But, yeah, there's certain spots. Yeah, but they kidnap Americans anywhere, but I don't think...
Yeah.
But there's certain spots you don't go, but everything usually else is safe, unless you're being an asshole to people. And then people will cut you up, I guess.
Cut you up?
Okay, so I'm gonna...
If I go to Philippines,
I'm
you
gonna
go.
Sign out of right. Facebook, so So all you all can join.
Can you send invites to people to join?
Yeah, send me an invite.
To be fans of Sugar Tits?
Yeah.
Should do a massive invite to
No,
everyone.
Because I don't want to put it in... It's too fresh. People aren't going to get it yet.
Fresh?
Yeah.
So we'll let it leak through.
Yeah, I want it to be
a
viral.
It'll be a viral leak.
Oh, but I'll add you guys.
Just leave it. Just leave it and see if anybody actually...
Can people post their own Sugar Tits on the Sugar Tits site?
That's a good idea. It's like Girls Gone Wild.
But that's why I asked, should we be a fan page or a group page? Because if you're a group page, people can post stuff.
Oh. Not on a fan page?
I don't think so. They can, like, write comments, but I don't think that they can add, like, their own stuff.
Well, just cancel this one, and then go back and start a new one. It took, like, 2 seconds, didn't it?
Okay, let's redo this. But they might not let me because it might have the same name, you know?
Well, if you cancel this one, it'll be alright.
How do I cancel it?
No, it'll be alright, because they're... Well, shoot, I don't know.
No, because I got into the same situation with the Curls page when I first made it, and then I... Because then I wanted to change it to Curls Studio, and it wouldn't let me change the name of the page, so I just had to create a new page.
Oh. Well...
Okay, let's see here.
Uh-oh. Sugar Tits is being delayed.
I don't know.
Everyone, calm down at home, America. Sugar Tits will be in your hands pretty soon.
Nice.
You'll be able to high five. You ever see the movie Superbad? James?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that one scene where Michael Cera's character is talking to Becca in the hallway, and he's like, "How are you doing, chum?"
Oh,
and like,
does yeah.
It does the punches the boob.
Yeah.
That's a Sugar Tits moment.
Yeah. I remember that.
Did you like that movie?
No, not particularly.
Is it because Seth Rogen was in it?
Dude.
You didn't like McLovin?
I didn't like that movie at all.
Why not?
I thought it was...
It's exactly like High School was. No, it wasn't. It wasn't as fun as that time you called the cops on the party, though.
Oh, I remember when I called the cops on that party. That was the greatest. We went out and got Fiesta Fries.
I think America's going to hate us after that story, though.
Yeah,
that we'll tell it. While Sugar Tits is being developed.
Dude, I told that story like a year ago on the show.
Really?
Yeah. Remember? Hmm. I think Danny was on the show.
But we do have a bigger fan base now, so you could you don't have to retell.
Man,
but it was
real
a classic.
Fans,
it was
if
a
you're a real fan, you'll go back in the archives and listen to it.
We have to tell them what episode.
But see, that's the thing, is I don't know what episode it's on.
Oh.
But let's retell the story.
All right, well, anyway, long story short, Joe and I were partying in college and went to a party. And
I don't even know if that was the case, if we were partying. I think we just sort of like, your friend Jared or something was like, yeah, there's going to be this thing happening over here. You should go check it out. And then we're just like, oh, whatever. And we just wandered in.
No, I mean, I knew the guys that were, some of the guys that lived in that house.
Yeah.
It was this big-ass house right off campus there. And anyway, we showed up to the party and we hung out for a little while. And then we left. We left kind of early and we're like, damn it, man. Everybody in there was losers, man.
You were just looking around. People were just standing around.
And I said, damn it, I should call the cops on that party. You were like, do it, man. Do it. Do it.
Like, I instigated the hell out of that, man.
Okay, I don't think I was actually serious when I said it, but I was.
But of course, I'll take it to that next level. I'm like, well, if you're going to say it, James.
I didn't have brewskis in me.
If you're going to say it, James, you might as well just do it, man. Don't even bullshit around like that.
So,
yeah, I was like, and after that, I think I challenged your manhood. I was like, are you a man? Don't fucking talk about it. Remember the NWO? They said they're going to do it, then they did it.
I mean, yeah, I called the cops on the party.
We got the 7-Eleven and went to did we call the cops from the outside?
No, we were sitting there on that side road there. What road was that? Next to the parking garage? We're sitting there in my car.
Harrison?
You were driving my car.
Was it Harrison Street?
Damn it, find out.
It's either that or West Gray Street. It's one of those roads.
It wasn't on Gray Street. Gray Street was the street that the house was on, right?
Yeah.
But it was like a right around the corner. Like if you came out of the house and took a left,
yeah.
It was that next street where there was like a bookstore, I think, or something on the corner.
So did we call the cops?
Or like an African shop, right?
Yeah. That's Harrison Street.
Yeah, it was but that side.
Yeah.
Okay. Which African shop? There used to be another one that was bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
But either way, so we were in the car, and like we were challenging, you should call the cops.
You're like, man, do it. And so I picked up my phone, and I called the cops, and. what did I do? I called the operator and got the non-emergency number.
Yeah.
And I mean, I wasn't making up a number. I was making up a story because, you know, there are people in there with weed and underage drinking going on.
But that was great because...
So I reported
it. The way you said, you're like, yeah, there's like a party happening like next door.
That was all official. It's like, yeah, there's a, you know, got some drug paraphernalia in the house and, you know, I think it's very unsafe conditions.
Can you get someone down here right away?
we go to Taco Bell. I destroy some Fiesta fries.
Not only that, but then like you had the Fiesta fries and you're drunk at that point. And you're like, this is the fucking greatest Fiesta fries I've ever had in my fucking life.
Oh, so good. It's so good.
And then you put it on the side. And then I forget how it happened now.
No, they were just sitting on my lap, and then all of a sudden I had a spasm. For some reason, I don't know.
They
ended up all
understand.
Over the center console and the radio and everything.
I don't even understand, but there was like cheese and shit on the belt.
Dude, you know how long? It took took me so long before I actually cleaned that out of my car.
It, like, spilled every... Like, these are the Fiesta fries, like, those sort of wavy fries. And it was a lot.
Yeah, crinkle cuts.
It was a lot. It just sort of dumped all over the place.
Nacho cheese and chili and guacamole, like, and like, sour cream. And
I was like, how the fuck did that happen, James? How did you do that?
But then we went back. And the cops were at the party.
Yeah, cops were at the party, and everyone's all leaving. And then we went inside. And we're like, dude, what happened, man? And then the guy was like, party, someone called the cops on the party, too.
Said, oh, man, the neighbors called the cops on the party.
I was like, God, that sucks, man.
What are Sugar Tit's personal interests?
That was awesome.
Sweet.
Makes Mel's happy.
Sweet. It's just Sugar Tit's, like,
Twizzlers.
Anything sweet, like candy. Sugar Tit's like candy.
Candy.
Candy and lace.
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 What else?
And thought-provoking material. Thought-provoking material.
Oh, man. Remember some great times, like, partying there in Richmond? Like...
Remember one time you vomited out of your car that day.
No, that wasn't that day. That was the nudie bar. So we went to the nudie bar and I drank like 12 beers at the nudie bar, like after I was already drunk when I got there.
Is this when you threw up outside your window? You're like, roll down the window.
Yeah. I was like, all right, go ahead. Like, you pull over the side of the road, just puke out the window.
No, you puked while I was driving, dude.
Did I?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
You puked that day, man. That day. Out the window while you're driving. And then you just rolled it up like it was nothing.
That's the way.
And you're like, I gotta clean up when I get back.
That's what I used to do, man. I used to just drink until I...
Just you died.
Literally could not drink anymore.
So what's the progress on the Sugar Tits?
It's going.
Those great times.
I created two accounts, so I need to, like, quit one. Well, I have to figure that out.
Oh, we gotta hurry. Show is running out.
We don't have to hurry right now. Can have a link on it.
That's true.
Remember that time we were walking
down
the street?
When it names it.
What were you saying, James?
Brian and I were just throwing trash cans. I think that was the first time I drank with Brian.
I don't understand what that process was. Was that the day where Alan was like crying because it was his birthday or something like
that? Yeah,
that
was his birthday.
And then he was like, she loved me, man. And we're like, what the fuck are you doing? Crying on your birthday, dude? Get the fuck out of here. And then what happens as soon as we left, what is it, Mulligan's or whatever it is? I don't know. I turn around and all of you were like running across the street. And then Brian jumped on the tree branch, and then the tree branch broke, and he went for the pin, and I went for the count.
I forgot I went for the pin.
This is like in the middle. This is like 1 o'clock at night.
He landed on his back perfectly.
You're like, jump in.
He hooked
the leg.
He did the kick out.
And then afterwards, you guys are like throwing trash cans down the street, and then all of a sudden, you guys start running towards him. You're like, I saw cops.
The cop just rolled by like right after we threw a trash can. It's just laying there in the middle of the street. He just drives right by. Like,
that was the same day that we got Chanelos, I think, and then like we stopped like probably 2 blocks away from your house. Like,
it was a different night.
Yeah. All right, so let's get a Sugar Tits update.
All right,
Sugar Tits update. I deleted the first page and now I'm putting in the picture of the second page.
Sweet,
nice.
So basically, ladies and gentlemen, by the end of this show, you in fact can become fans. Is a fan page?
Yeah.
You can become.
It's not a group. It's a fan.
Is a fan page of Sugar Tits, a very awesome logo, and you yourself can leave comments, leave images of Sugar Tits, tell the world what your Sugar Tits are, or I will, you know, me myself, I will actually be, you know, a huge fan and a big supporter of Sugar Tits. What about you, James?
I know I'm gonna be a fan.
What about you, Carolyn?
I'm already a fan.
There you go. See, that's what's gonna happen. Is it one of those things where you just go to Facebook sugartits.com or something?
It doesn't have. It has a number.
Oh, okay. So basically, go and search for Sugar Tits. America, go search for Sugar Tits on Facebook. You'll be fans forever. It'll be awesome. I think that's a good time. It's just as good as the time you called the cops on the party, James.
Yes.
I thought that was a good process of that. I like the circles. So if you're looking for the Sugar Tits Facebook, the image is pretty awesome. The logo is pretty awesome. It's two pink. Is it pink?
Yes.
Two pink circles, and it says Sugar Tits in the center. One word. It'll be amazing.
It says Sugar Tits love you.
Sugar Tits love you. And there you go, guys. That's this week's show. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
I'm James. Thank you for having me.
Thanks again for being here. Hope you all enjoyed the show, reminiscing of times and sugar tits. And we will catch you next week. Good night.